Coming up on KUCB News, First Quantum Minerals backs out a Pebble Mine and Trident Seafoods takes on China. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Aleutian Family Dentistry, cultivating a community of healthy smiles. Dr. MacArthur and his team will be in Unalaska during the month of May. Services include dental exams, cleanings, pediatric children's dentistry, braces including Invisalign, implants, fillings, extractions including wisdom teeth extractions, crowns, sedation dentistry, teeth whitening, and much more. All insurance is accepted, including Denali Kid Care and Medicaid. Appointments available by calling 581-3122.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Zoe Sobel with some local news on Tuesday, May 29th, 2018. A major business deal has fallen through for the proposed Pebble Mine. A Canadian mining company, First Quantum Minerals, will no longer back the controversial project. KDLG's Avery Lill has more.
Northern Dynasty Minerals, the sole owner of the Pebble Limited Partnership, announced in a press release late Thursday night that the two companies could not reach an agreement on First Quantum joining the partnership. Back in December, Northern Dynasty said that First Quantum was considering buying into Pebble at $150 million over 4 years. At the end of those 4 years, First Quantum had the option to become a 50% owner of the partnership. According to Pebble, the initial investment would help the permitting phase of the proposed gold, copper, and molybdenum mine in the Bristol Bay region. However, the companies delayed finalizing the agreement in April. Now they've scrapped the agreement altogether. In response, Pebble CEO Tom Collier said in a statement Friday that the project will continue to press forward. He said, quote, "I believe we will secure the necessary funding to continue the permitting and review process for Pebble under the National Environmental Policy Act. This will result in an environmental impact statement for Pebble," unquote. Environmental groups and some lawmakers were pressuring First Quantum to back out of the deal. Now, opponents of the mine are celebrating. Alaska House Representative Bryce Edgman of Dillingham called the development significant.
I think it really is a major setback for those that want to develop the project. And assuming all things stay constant from the recent press announcement, I would foresee that it'd be some time before another major investor would come into the project.
Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation President Robin Samuelson thinks that First Quantum's decision throws the mine's future into doubt.
Bristol Bay has spoken, Alaska has spoken, the United States has spoken through the EPA process and the Corps process. I don't think there's going to be another big finance company in mining that's going to come in and help these people out. I think the end is very near for them.
This development makes First Quantum the fourth major financing company to back away from the Pebble project. Since the Pebble Limited Partnership was formed, three other companies have pulled out: the Mitsubishi Corporation in 2011, Anglo American in 2013, and Rio Tinto in 2014. Northern Dynasty's stock dropped 30% on Friday. That brings the company's stocks to the lowest point since October of 2016. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.
Alaska is seeing an outbreak in a dangerous sexually transmitted disease. In a notice Thursday, public health officials say an outbreak of gonorrhea first reported last fall led researchers to find Alaska's rate of infection is more than double the national average. Left untreated, gonorrhea can lead to infertility, facilitate the risk of HIV, and lead to problems with pregnancies. Nationwide, the number of cases reported to health officials is steadily increasing, but Alaska's rates have shot up. Last year, more than 2,000 incidents were reported, representing a 51% increase from the prior year. The state section of epidemiology attributes the rise to several factors. Those include healthcare providers doing a better job screening for the disease, an increase in incidents because of risky sexual behaviors, diminished access to healthcare, and fewer resources for prevention. Researchers say the data suggest Alaska has the second highest rate of gonorrhea in the country. However, according to statistics from the Centers for Disease Control, current national rates are still significantly lower than recent periods during the 70s and 80s. Trident Seafoods has been selling fish in China for 20 years. There's actually a lot of Alaska-born seafood in China. Walk into any McDonald's and pick up a fish sandwich, it's all wild Alaska pollock. Still, the average Chinese consumer probably doesn't recognize Trident's three-pronged logo. That's because they've been selling seafood primarily as a commodity into China, not their brand. But that might change soon. The company sent a team with Alaska Governor Bill Walker's trade mission to China, and that team is working on a new strategy. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Beijing, Rasha McChesney dives into the world of seafood.
It is not difficult to find a seafood market in Beijing.
So I got split snow crab legs, and I got sea scallops, baby octopus.
Where's your stuff?
Clearwater. We're not in here yet.
That's Jeff Wellborn. He's the senior director of the Chinese business office for Trident Seafoods. Trident isn't new to China. They've got operations in the port cities of Dalian, Qinghai, and Weihai. What is new is the way they want to promote and sell their fish here. Wellborn and a few others from Trident joined Alaska Governor Bill Walker's 10-day trade mission to China. The whole idea was to deepen trade ties between the two, and Trident is on board with that mission. On a bus trip across Beijing, we talk strategy for getting their products into some new markets.
Per capita consumption of seafood in China is mind-boggling. I mean, you're talking, you know, by some estimates, 40 kg per person per year.
What's a kg?
2.2 pounds, so like over 80 pounds of seafood per person per year, by some estimates in some markets.
But this is not easy. There is a huge demand for fish in China, but a lot of it is farmed.
Creating comfort and demand for a species that doesn't currently resonate with consumers is a huge challenge. And so wild Alaska pollock, you know, wild Alaska pollock is something that we have worked really hard to make sure is differentiated as a very transparent, sustainable, and prestige fishery.
Wellborn says a lot of Alaska pollock is already being consumed in China, but Chinese citizens likely don't realize that it's wild and from Alaska.
It is kind of a lot of beating your head at the wall until it breaks.
And so Wellborn and his team are exploring ways to bring their fish to a new market, a digital one. Minnie is one of the members of Wellborn's new team in China. She met us outside of the Beijing headquarters of JD.com Incorporated. It's an e-commerce company with an enormous platform of about 300 million active users. Think Amazon or Alibaba. Trident already has some of its seafood listed on this site. People can go online and one-click order something wild from an Alaska seafood company and get it shipped right to them. Grocery stores could do it too, and Trident wants to expand that reach. After a tour, the group heads up to a boardroom to talk business. And it's not just seafood here, although that is the bulk of the trade delegates in the room. It's also people from the Matsu Borough and Bambino's Baby Food. The group talks for a few hours about everything from what the e-commerce giant buys and sells to when and how they should market it and who should pay for that marketing. And while they don't come to any firm deal, it's clear by the end of the meeting that they've made progress. And Wellborn's China-based team is going to follow up with the company. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Beijing.
And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Zoe Sobel. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org. Please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecast.